flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, also with Mac Morey as well, our wonderful, good-looking producer. Any of those donuts back there gone yet? Are you still holding strong?
Holding strong right now.
Good for you.
Temptations rising.
By the way, this is from CBS Sports. I don't know who said it, but it's quoted. It says, I think the Travis Kelce will have less than 5 receptions. I think Bills quarterback Taron Johnson is going to have a big game versus Kelce. Johnson is going to neutralize him.
Are you being serious?
That's serious. Okay. Just read it verbatim.
I'll read you because
Lager. Somebody named Lager.
I don't know who that is. This from Good Morning Football. Travis Kelce is the most prolific tight end in playoff history. No human has ever had more career catches in the postseason. Cole Bishop is a 22-year-old Bills rookie safety.
Mm.
Cole freaking Bishop is going to have to make a play on Sunday, said Peter Schrager. So CBS is saying Kelce is going to get neutralized, and NFL Network is saying best of luck to the Buffalo Bills trying to neutralize Travis Kelce. I'm going to lean on the side of the NFL Network on this one and say Travis Kelce versus Cole Bishop, a 22-year-old Bills rookie safety. Come on now.
Ask Kyle Hamilton how the AFC Championship game went last year.
Come on now.
Yep. He was best safety in football.
You're asking a 22-year-old rookie to try to stop Travis Kelce?
He's going to neutralize Travis Kelce.
That's great. That is dueling insiders right there. CBS versus NFL Network.
Now,
who survives?
Adam Schefter is going to quote tweet it and say words.
Yes.
Speaking of words, we get to do the script every day. Every time on Friday, this time it's the AFC Championship version of the script. Matt, your name's first.
All righty, here we go. From Elway and Marino to Montana and Sims, Brady and Manning, and now Mahomes and Allen. The Bills are going to try and run the ball on the Chiefs, and I think they'll actually have some success doing it until the second half, where the Bills will lead 17-10 at halftime. Mike Pinnell is going to be a big adjustment for Spags in that second half. That
big 69.
Yeah, that big 69 is going to be plugging some A-gaps.
His neighbor once texted us.
Well, that's nice.
Okay.
That's great. I see McDuffie locking down Shakir in the slot with the pass rush intensifying while Spags draws up blitzes. Meanwhile, on offense, it's going to be the receiving core who has the day. The speed of Hollywood and Xavier are going to prove to be too much. Each of them are going to get a deep ball reception. Hopkins is going to get a touchdown. 7 Chiefs are going to get a catch. Kelce will continue his hot streak with a touchdown, at least 60 yards. Mahomes has a god-tier second half, throwing 3 touchdowns and 275 on the day. Chiefs win 31-23 as Mahomes becomes the first guy in any of these quote-unquote rivalries to fully own his competitor.
What does god-tier second half mean for you?
It means when he goes in that god mode where just everything he throws sticks.
3 touchdowns, 275 on the day. I'd say all 3 of those touchdowns come in the second half.
When was the last time we saw him go into that god-tier? Was it the Super Bowl?
I would say I would say that when they got the ball back against Carolina this year, overtime against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I would say both of those moments were that moment where you're just like, you can't stop it. You know,
that run against Houston for the first touchdown, too, where, you know, he wasn't supposed to be playing according to some.
Yeah, like when you watch that game against Tampa in overtime and you just see everything methodically just going and it's slow. It's like I told you on your pregame show last week, the squirrel from over the edge.
Yes,
you know, it's just like everybody else is like, where's it? It's like, oh, the ball's already behind me. Oh, it's already 2nd and 1. Oh, God, they're already on the 15-yard. Touchdown, Kansas City, game over. That's god mode.
All right.
Let's go to Bob mode.
All right. It all comes down to this, fellas. The goal all season long has been to get to the Super Bowl, 60 minutes away. Buffalo will take the opening possession right down the field and stall out and will settle for a field goal. This will be the last points that Buffalo gets all afternoon. KC gets their first possession, going with a large dose of Kelce and Hunt and roll into the end zone. All of a sudden, it's 2018 all over again, when teams felt like they had to outscore Patrick Mahomes. Problem is, this isn't the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs defense. Josh Allen tries to play hero ball early and has an interception in the first half. KC scores again. It's 14-3 before the second quarter. By the time we reach halftime, KC's up 21-3, and the party's on at Arrowhead. Kelce continues his 70-plus streak for 15 games and scores a touchdown. He'll get closer and closer to the Jerry Rice records. He'll be about 100 yards and a touchdown shy of Jerry Rice entering the Super Bowl. The second half turns into a laugher. In an attempt to just finish the game, Kareem Hunt goes over 75 yards rushing. Chris Jones ends it with a demolition of Josh Allen. The Bills play so poorly after their first offensive drive that the commissioner orders the 3 points taken off the board. Chiefs win 35-0.
I mean, that's like your opinion, man.
All right. For it.
I'm going to try to get this one about as right as I can get it, which means I'm not going to get anything right. This is the game of the year here. What's going to happen? Probably nothing I'm about to say, but I'll start with what I think I know. Kelce will continue his playoff brilliance because, hey, could be, might be, possibly his last game in front of the brilliance of the crowd that is Arrowhead Stadium and the Sea of Red in the Kingdom. So I will tell you this. Remember this. He's going to lateral the ball at some point in this game to Xavier Worthy, just like you remember. A couple seasons ago, he did it to Kadarius Toney. It would have been the game-winning touchdown, but of course, the guy was offsides. The whole play got nipped. Remember when they did that against Buffalo? Last week, Josh Allen tried to get cheeky as well and do a lateral. They asked him about it. He smiled. He winked. Travis Kelce saw that. Travis Kelce reopened that bag of worms. We've seen him do it this year. We've seen him do it against the Bills. There will be a lateral to Xavier Worthy at some point, and no one will be offsides, and it will go for a tug as well. I think Patrick and Josh will battle out because why wouldn't they? Allen throws a pick to McDuffie. That's right. I'm going to call it because it's the AFC Championship game. Big 22, big in this game, big with a turnover against Josh Allen, who quite simply doesn't turn the ball over. I think Chuck and Chris Jones cause problems, and maybe we see George have another decent game as well. One and a half, hell, maybe two sacks for Karlaftis, the Greek freak. I do, though, think this is a cigarette type of game. I think it will be close, but will end with fireworks and noises in the streets of Kansas City, of your suburbs, where the fireworks go off and you don't know what the hell's going on, but you're outside watching it in freezing cold temperatures with hopefully no shirt on or whatever you may be doing to celebrate. I think the Chiefs and the Bills have another classic game, this one at Arrowhead, and I also think another little nugget that's been going around all year, I think the Chiefs score 30 points for the first time this year, or the second time this year, they will actually go over 30 points in this game. And I think they do win in another shootout classic, 34-27. Kansas City victorious on route to New Orleans with us three as well.
Woo!
You good?
Let's kick this thing off, baby. Come on.
Remember when Mac picked the Chiefs to lose that one time in the script?
Yeah, what was that? Back in week 2?
No, it was week 3 against Atlanta.
Yeah, it was Atlanta. Week 3. Week 3, yep. That was it.
Right. I think the Chiefs are going to lose because Atlanta's got a guy that can really run a circle route.
That's right.
And the Chiefs can't cover the circle route.
It's true. Circle route's really tough, man.